Hey there, my name is Loïc Meyer. I am an alpine skier, and today we are talking with Marco Odermatt in Behind an Alpine Skier podcast. Welcome, Marco. I'm very happy to start this new podcast with you as my first guest.
Hi, Loïc. I'm very glad to be here as your first guest.
We're here in Zermatt drinking a coffee in the middle of our first ski camp of the season. But before we dive in, tell us a little bit more about you.
As you said, I'm an alpine skier, 22 years old, Swiss alpine skier, in the GS group, in an amazing GS group with you, Loïc, and Gino and Tommy. And yeah, I'm really looking forward for the season.
Yeah, good. Well, now that we drink our coffee, I have a good memory about it when you came in our group 4 years ago. Never had an espresso before, and you thought it was too expensive for the amount of coffee you got, so you like better to drink.
Yeah, I mean, in Switzerland you pay 5 francs, in special places like Zurich or Zermatt maybe 7 for one sip of coffee. It was, yeah, just too much for me for the beginning. But now, thanks Loïc to share this feeling of coffee with me, and now I'm a coffee lover.
I'm pretty sure we made you like coffee. I heard you got a new machine at home.
Yeah, right. I got an Olympia machine, a really, really nice one. It's a Swiss product, but with an Italian espresso. The espressos are already really good. The cappuccinos, I can improve a little bit. I can't make a really pretty heart on it, but I'm getting there, and the taste is already really good. So I will serve you one if you in my hometown.
I'd love to, because latte art is pretty difficult. It makes 2 years that I have a coffee machine at home, a good one. Never managed to make a nice heart on it.
No, it's really difficult. I was in Ticino with Gino some weeks ago, and I asked the coffee maker if I can come and watch how he makes my cappuccino, and it looks so easy, but I never get it.
It's so much harder than it looks. It's so much harder. But actually, a little coffee after skiing or so, it's pretty good to recover.
Yeah, of course, and it's always nice to share it in a good company or make a little walk through the village. So always something to do and see new places and new coffee houses. And
totally agree. Yeah. Totally
what agree. Kind of machine do you have?
I have a Sage Barista Touch. It's like, it's a manual coffee machine, but it helps you do it. Like, you can choose on the touchscreen how long you want it to be and how much pressure, how warm. But then you don't need to check all the time the pressure or so. Once you have a setting, you can keep it, and it's going to make it every time the same. So it's pretty, it makes it easier, I would say.
Yeah, mine one is all handmade.
You have to press it down, right?
Yeah, I have to press my every single espresso. I have to press.
It's also a workout.
Yeah, yeah. If you put too much pressure in the coffee beans, then it's really hard to press it down.
No, and as you said, like going with a team, it's also good for the team spirit. And like now, the first ski camp, and I feel like we met the first day, and it was like we never left, actually.
Yeah, started that's from right. Last time we saw us was in Reiteralm.
March, just before the virus came, I would say.
Yeah, last ski training. So, but yeah, you're right, 4 months.
Yeah, and then we see each other, all the team, and then it just starts like if we left yesterday, actually.
Yeah, that's right.
And so it's pretty nice, because then you know that you can just be yourself, and you know each other exactly.
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing, being on tour with good friends. It makes everything so much easier and more fun. And I guess, especially also in training, it's easier to do the training and push each other to the limit.
And definitely. And that's the first ski day you went, it's just like you enjoy skiing together again.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty nice day. Perfect first
the
ski
weather.
Day. No clouds.
No,
good conditions.
Oh, and like skiing is good, and then we could try the old Telemark skis.
Yeah, that was you looked better than all of us together, but yeah, really difficult to ski with leather shoes and skis with no canting.
Yeah, like skis were like from, I don't know, 1980s.
Yeah, something like that.
2 meters and 10, something like that. Leather shoes, trying to do telemark on an icy slope was maybe not the best to start, but a good challenge.
Good challenge, yeah, of course. Of course.
No, it's like you have fun. Actually, it's a fun way to finish the day on skiing.
Yeah, that's right. And the good thing was the no cameras were around to film us. Oh, I hope so.
I hope so, but I'm not that sure.
I'm not sure, yeah. Lucky us, the Red Bull guys followed us the day before and not on the telemark skis.
Definitely, definitely. So they had some good pictures for the media as well.
Yeah, good for us.
No, but like, it was also nice actually to have Red Bull following us and to be able to show the first day of skiing, because sometimes it's hard to imagine how it is to come in July on the glacier and to ski if you have never done it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, down in the village, it's 25 degrees, short pants, t-shirt, and then you come up in your skiing clothes and have to get back into the ski boots, pain all over the feet. Or how does your feet feel?
It's actually, me it was actually okay. Like every year I think it gets better and I have less and less pain in my feet. I don't know if they get used to it or what it is. But when I was younger I could do 2 runs and I had to get out of my shoes.
Yeah.
And now the first ski day is not that bad anymore. So yeah. I don't know why actually.
You got harder.
Maybe. It just got easier. Yeah. No, but then for sure the calf, the first day, it's pretty hard. Like, woke up the second day, I went in the stairs and I was like, all right, I feel my calves today. It's like, I don't know, from the position, the ski boots, it's not the same anymore.
Yeah.
Then you just, I don't know, you just get pain.
Yeah.
Like in the muscles, sore muscles, actually. Yeah, yeah. Like if you trained.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My muscles and the legs were totally hard. And.
But for now, the back was fine because.
Yeah, for me as well.
I think once we start pushing a little bit more in the gates,
it comes back.
Then it comes back. Like the first few gates, you have such a sore back that it's actually hard to wake to stand up from the bed sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh no.
So we definitely need Serena, our physio.
Definitely.
To get back in shape.
Exactly.
For the next ski day.
That's definitely better. No, but like, I don't know. It's just nice to be back with the feeling of freedom on the skis, I find. Like all the pain in the feet or carrying the skis for 40 minutes in the gondola, wearing a mask now, which is not that easy.
Nope.
It feels very weird and hard to breathe at 4,000 meters.
Yeah.
But then once you're on the skis, it just all feels worth it actually.
Yeah, that's true. Especially in days like these weeks. I mean, perfect conditions, nice weather. And I always like the start of skiing again because the mood is easy, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Nobody has pressure, nobody's stressed. And as if the season start gets closer, everybody is a little bit more nervous or wanna push even more. And so now I really like the mood in the team. It's easy. All are happy to be back and a lot of energy is around, so.
Sometimes too much energy.
Too much.
But by the way, did you recover from your loss yesterday? And yes.
Which loss? Yeah, I mean, it's easy to lose for me because I was in the team with Gino and he just can't play cards, you know. So it's easy for me to put it on him. No, Gino, if you once listen this podcast, you played really well. You just had bad luck.
Or Tommy and me just played good.
Yeah, no, you played better.
That's no, but it's like, it's
but
also
we will take revenge tonight.
Revenge tonight, yes.
Yeah. You're ready
for you. We'll give you a chance. We'll give you a chance. And always, it's always nice actually to, like, you ski in the morning, you eat lunch, then you chill a little bit in bed because you're tired from skiing. Then you do your dry land session, you go for a coffee in the village, and then in the evening to finish the day, I would say, do a game in the team, I find it's pretty nice. And
yeah.
It's actually as competitive as on the skis.
Yeah.
Totally. If not more.
If not more. Nobody want to lose. No, I really like this in our team. I think there are not so many teams that are playing cards or games with each other. So there are many, they are just chilling on their phones or laptops, yeah. I guess, and watching movies or stuff like this. So I really like it, and it's good for the team spirit, mood.
Yeah, and I found also to just, we have the afternoon where we're alone, and to be together in the evening, do some shares, some moments.
Yeah.
And I mean, we play cards, poker,
dog,
Brandy dog, Swiss German game. What else did we play?
Good question. I think those three games.
Char, we played.
Yeah.
A few times.
Yeah.
But like, actually, we also had the championship last winter.
Yeah.
It was pretty fun. Pretty fun. Well, like, when you did the in America, the picture with the loser and the winners each day of the game to the
just
group.
Just me. So much better than all of you.
Just so the coach could know who won the day after, actually. And makes the losers feel more bad.
Yeah.
No, that's actually pretty nice, I find, in the team.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Definitely.
No, but like, then also, I mean, just sometimes talking with each other about watches, about life in general, that's also, like, I actually spend more time with you guys than with my girlfriend, I think, or my family.
Yeah, probably not the last couple of months, but the upcoming months, for sure. Yeah.
And exactly. And so if you can share some hobbies on the side and have some good moments, it makes everything easier.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I guess it's for everything in life.
Yeah. If it's more fun, it's more fun.
Exactly. It is like that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. You talked about watches. You're the watch expert.
I'm not that much a watch expert, but in the group
team.
Maybe.
Yeah.
No, definitely. I always enjoyed watches. Got my first watch when I was 16 from my parents.
Yeah.
Like before that, I was always wearing, those digital watches because I always found it easier to read the time.
Yeah.
I was always like, it's difficult to read the time on a normal watch. But then when I was 16, my parents offered me a real watch.
Yeah.
I think it was a Tissot, if I remember right. And it just started there. And then I got from my grandma. And two years ago, we got the chance to work with Longines. And we both with them in the team. And I think that's pretty impressive to see a bit more a close-up on such a company.
Yeah, that's through the technology which is behind a watch. It's really impressive. So for me it was totally different. I never wear watches. So the first weeks I could work with Longines and got a watch, I wear the watch and wanted to check the time. I always put out my phone and check the time on the phone. But now it's totally automatic,
yeah.
I guess. And now if I don't wear a watch and want to check the time, I see on my wrist and it's no time there. So
I actually feel naked without a watch.
Yeah.
It's like the only piece of accessories that I enjoy wearing.
Yeah.
And have it on me. It's like, I don't like to have a bracelet, I don't have to have a necklace. But
no.
But the watch is just like, I don't know, it fits every situation.
Yeah.
And actually, like, now, during the virus, I got the time to read a bit more and got to know a bit more about watches. I took the time for it.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, like, I learned so much. Like, ordered some books.
Yeah,
read about watches.
On pictures for me.
And like, I don't know, I think the story behind each watch is what attracts me even more than the watch itself.
Yeah.
Like to know what happened with it or if it has an event related to it. And also just like a mechanical watch. You know, when you're calm on the couch and you just feel the movement of the watch on your wrist.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know, it just feels good.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't know, it's just like to think about the complexity that is behind it and that it's actually that simple to read the time.
Yeah.
It just, yeah, it just attracts me, I think.
Yeah. And I think it's really special. First, I thought a watch is a watch.
Yeah.
But there is so much history behind each kind of watch. There are so many different designs, or from older, nearly centuries.
Yeah, and it can be one from, I don't know, the 1900s, and it can still work today.
Yeah.
And I mean, a phone, nowadays, you buy it, and 2 years later, you know that you have to throw it because it's not going to work anymore.
Yeah, or it's already old, technology
exactly.
is old.
But a watch is just...
It stays.
It stays there through the time. And for me, that's what's nicest. And actually, I bought a few watches for myself, just like secondhand watches that have a story behind.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know, you look at it and you learn about it and you just get attracted into it.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. I think before I was just like, watch in general, but now it just got more into some special watches that have something special in behind it.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know, for example, for my first victory last season, I ordered a watch that I was looking at for a few weeks before already.
Yeah.
And it's just like the watch itself has a history. It's a special edition that was built the years of my birthday.
Okay.
And then I added it to the fact that it was for my first victory that I bought it. And so every time I wear it,
it just
have so many memories about it.
That's cool.
And so that's pretty nice, I find.
Yeah.
Do you have any special models or type that you like better?
At the moment, my favorite is the Hydro Conquest, the Black Titan one. You can wear it for everything. It's really sport.
It's a sporty watch.
It's a sporty watch. But it also fits to normal clothes.
Yeah.
And it's really...
It's actually so light with a ceramic.
Yeah, it's so easy to wear. And the... How you say it?
The bracelet.
The bracelet. It's... Yeah, it's easy to wear. Yeah. And it also in training, it doesn't disturb you. So.
No, that's true.
And
that's true.
The design is cool. So perfect for each situation.
I actually find myself wearing more mechanical watches to train than my sport watch that have the pulse.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, if I go do my intervals, I will have it. But other way, I know it's like automatic.
Yeah.
I don't think about it. I'm just putting my watch on and I'm going to train. And then it's just there.
Yeah. And the heartbeat watch for the training... Every second time I want to get it, the battery is down.
It's out of battery.
This is a big advantage before the
no, and also like
manual.
Yeah, exactly. You can always wind it. It winds itself, and that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Good. I think we could talk a lot more about food and drinks and everything.
Yeah. I will join your podcast again if you invite me
in a few months
again.
I think we have time. Talk. We have enough camps together, enough days.
Lucky us.
But we got, I think, some questions from Instagram, from some fans and some people that want to know a few stuff about you.
Yeah.
We'll start with something easy. When are we going to see you in slalom?
Yeah, I think not in this life. Maybe in the next one. I just haven't enough time or power to train that much slalom what I would need to compete in slalom. But if everything going well, if I stay healthy, probably you will see me in some alpine combines next season, but we will see.
I actually saw 2 years ago when you skied in Sweden and you beat every single slalom skiers, I was like, all right, he's ready for Levi.
No, not every single.
Was it just luck?
It was just luck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Beginner luck.
Okay. We have a good question. Is Loic a good roommate?
No. No. It's not the best question for me because We don't that's share true. Our rooms that much.
I mean, we've been a few times together.
We've been a few times.
But that's true that you're more.
Normally, you share the room with Gino, yeah. And I share the room with Tommy. But he's.
I easy wake up too early.
Yeah.
I'm too active.
Yeah, he's too active. If you wanna lay down in the bed in the afternoon for half an hour, you have a bad feeling because Loki's already doing something else. And he go to bed really early, stand up probably a little bit earlier than
everyone else.
Yeah, we else. But it's really easy to be in the room with you.
I feel like I can't nap in the afternoon. It's as simple as that.
You can't?
I can't.
Even if you get up at 4 or 5.
Yeah. It just, I don't know. I will be able to go at 9 in the evening to bed and sleep.
Yeah, I know.
Like in 2 minutes I will fall asleep. But in the afternoon I can try, but I just can't.
But you fall never asleep. Try. You I don't want to sleep.
No, I did
you
try.
You think you're going to lose some time for doing something different.
That's I true as well. That's true as well.
That's the big problem.
Then a Swiss guy. And we have a good question for you. What is your favorite chocolate?
Favorite chocolate? Ooh, difficult question. I like all of them. But I really like, especially to a good coffee, I like the Black Gaillet Chocky. It's, it feels, for a chocolate, it feels healthy to eat it. It's not that much sugar in it, so... Yeah, it's really, I like it.
I think the last few years I also grew on that chocolate, like dark chocolate. Kai is pretty good, Lindt. But when I was a kid, I only liked white chocolate. Yeah, I was like dying
really?
For it.
No, I've never. I mean, I ate it, but I always preferred the brown one. The Easter bunnies.
That's pretty good as well. Yeah, that's definitely a period.
It's different to eat an Easter bunny than a normal chocolate.
That's true. I think during Easter I eat way too much chocolate. That's
yeah, but
definitive.
That's normal, I guess.
Yeah, but with the amount we train, it's not that bad.
Lucky us.
Now we go on the drink side. What is your favorite cocktail?
Favorite cocktail. I prefer to take a beer. Normally.
Okay.
And if I go to the harder ones, I prefer gin. I'm not the fancy cocktail type. I like to drink good gin.
I think we're pretty fans of gin tonic in the team.
Yeah, all of us. Yeah.
I think like none of us really enjoy cocktail.
No,
it is
the
beer,
sweet one.
Wine. Good bottle of wine with a good steak.
Meat. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Pretty
or
good.
Gin tonic.
Gin tonic, yeah.
And Moscow Mule is pretty good too.
Yeah, I like it as well. Yeah, for just one drink at the bar, I would order a gin tonic.
Yeah,
that's you as well.
I think too. Yeah, if I need to take a drink, I will take a gin tonic.
Yeah,
and
it's not
it's
that sweet. I don't like
simple,
the sweet alcohol.
Exactly, not sweet. And I don't even at home. Like if I have a drink, I will either have a beer or gin tonic.
Yeah.
Like
yes,
I don't have,
I
don't
one
have
bottle at home, one alcohol bottle, and it's a gin tonic.
I might have four to change a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's like, anyway, it's not that often that
no.
we can drink. It's like you train the whole week and you don't want to drink to destroy your training. And like, it's more, I don't know, for a special occasion or if simply Saturday evening you have a good barbecue with some friends and then you just have a drink, it's perfect.
Yeah, I think we are... For this team, we are really easy. I guess there are other guys, they are more consequent probably, but I think it's not bad. I mean, it's
like through the winter. I mean, none of us is going, well, I'm not gonna say none of us, but we don't normally party. At least me, for example, I don't party at all through the whole winter, never. But I'm never going to say no to a glass of wine or a beer because I don't think that it's bad. And I prefer to have one glass with dinner or before dinner and then be able to train good in the next day.
Yeah, for sure.
Then party hard. Of course, you can have some fun, but then I feel like you lose so much energy through the winter and we don't have that much time to recover.
Yeah, that's true, but...
You better at me for that, because you can party and be fit the day after, 2 days after the race. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it happened, but when I was young.
We're getting old, but we're not that old, actually.
Yeah, but you're getting older.
Exactly. Another question is, what do you look for in a girl? We know you as a girl. Type of guy.
Is it the $100 million question?
It is.
Okay. I think it's a really hard question, because I think you can't really look or search for a girl. It just have to happen or fit. But of course, she has to be nice, funny, good looking. And I think she has to be a little she should like sport, but not too much. I mean, I don't need a skier or one that always wanna do something. It's nice to share some hobbies, but it doesn't have to be too much. So yeah, I think these are the important things.
As athletes, we travel so much that one quality is that if you have someone that understands the fact that you're living for a long time and that can live with that.
Yeah, like it's difficult.
Exactly. You need to understand it that, we might live for a month, for example, to race, and that after you see each other later, actually, because it's your work, it's your life, actually.
Yeah.
And not everyone is able to do it. But when you find that person, it's very nice to be able to share those moments together, I find.
Yeah, and I think there are many special moments you can share together. Yeah. I mean, it's not a... normal life that we live, it can be interesting.
Exactly. It's different but interesting.
Yeah.
And to end it up, we have a pretty tough question, I find. In which century would you like to live if not now?
Hard one. I would say somehow I would take the time where you have to, you all have to do your own thing. I mean, you live on a farm and you just get to eat what you have on your farm. I mean,
you have to go hunt.
Yeah, you have to hunt. Maybe you have some thing to make bread.
Yeah, true. You have your plantation in the garden.
Yeah,
I
was looking for that word. Some vegetables, just what you have, maybe a little river beside your home, you have to wash your stuff there, gonna shower there, all these things. I would like it, I guess. Probably not for every time. I like it at the moment as well, but for a week or two, it would be fun to live like they did 100 years ago, probably.
Maybe more? Even more.
Even more.
Even more,
yeah,
I would say. It's true.
And you?
It's hard to pick one time, but I think like time in the ancient Rome when you were a gladiator, it must be pretty fun actually and interesting.
Would you have survived?
I don't know. it's a tough question.
I think you would.
Yeah. Now it's like it just to see like how they were living and what they had to do. It's actually pretty impressive when you think about the quality of life that they had.
And what kind of problem they had compared to our problems.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely.
Totally different. Another world.
Yeah. But it's also nice today. Sometimes it's just to see how far we got, actually.
Yeah.
It evolves a lot.
I think some things are much easier, but something got much.
Yeah.
Complicated.
Exactly. Good. I think we're at the end of it for today, and don't forget to follow Marco and me on Instagram to know about our career or results, where we train, what we do, and also when the next episode will be live in a few weeks with another teammate.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. Thank you, Loic.
Thanks.